The sheds at the Nashville Farmers Market are virtually empty, and the facilities management says that's a good thing. It means the vendors who just buy produce and resell it have left. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on the growing pains of becoming a true farmers market.
This week, the warm weather gave Walter Gentry a hankering for peaches, so he drove to the city-run farmers market from Bellevue.
There's nothing here. There's no farmers.
There's a simple explanation, says market director Tasha Kennard.
It's not peach season, you know, and as much as I'd love to have a peach right now, they're not ready.
There's not much of anything to sell at the moment beyond some early strawberries, but Kennard says she knew there would be some lean times. She made it her goal when she took this job a year and a half ago to run off the vendors who simply pulled from the same warehouses that supply local grocery stores. Those fruits and vegetables come from all over the country, even Mexico.
And I think that there are a lot of people that come to the market and they make assumptions that because they're at a farmer's market, everything is either locally or regionally grown, and the person they're buying it from is the farmer. But that hasn't been the case at this market. For a very, very long time. It's been a mix.
Kennard says farmers were put at a disadvantage. Many customers were drawn to the stalls of resellers who had more variety and sometimes lower prices. The resellers resisted the ban on their presence for obvious reasons, but farmers like Mike Baudineau embraced the producer-only model, even though it means some restrictions on what they can sell.
It helps out Tennessee farmers. Right now, there's not that many farmers left.
Baudineau is one of the 46 farmers to go through the lengthy application process to sell at the market, which now includes a site visit to each farm. Last year, when resellers were still allowed, there were only 10 farmers who also rented stalls. Market staff say customers will have to adjust their expectations. If they want to meet the farmer who grew a product, they can't expect to have watermelons in April or peaches in May. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.